you notice in the first reading how the confrontation is getting more and more severe. The disciples are bound and arrested. They've been preaching on the basis of the healing. And they've been telling people about Jesus. And the people are listening. And so they send the guards and bring them in, keep them overnight. And the next day, say, don't you ever talk in that name again. What are they trying to do? See, they're trying to stop something from happening. And they're smart enough to know a little bit more and it'll be out of hand. And then you hear Peter's speech. You've got to figure out for yourselves. Should we obey God or should we obey you? And then he gives this. This is how the person was healed. He was healed in the name of Jesus. He was healed by faith. This is the way God wants us all to live. In the name of Jesus, filled with faith. That's what he wants of us. And if we'll do that, lots of people will get healed. Because that's the mercy of God. Then we have this famous chapter 21 in John, where we have this third, as John tells us, in John's Gospel, the third revelation of Jesus. Now, it's amazing to stop and think of our Lord's plan, personality. Why didn't he appear over the Sea of Galilee, majestic, 200 feet tall, I am risen from the dead? Why didn't he do that? That would have been quite impressive, I imagine. No, he stood on the shore and said, have you got anything? Nah. Well, try again. I mean, isn't that amazing? See, that happens to us too. You know, we're waiting for an apocalypse and he's there in a poor man. And so we have this, and you know where this is building up to. Tomorrow we'll have the, which is Saturday, we'll end these appearances, you see. And with this famous one, do you love me? Oh, of course I love you, and so forth. The sequel, at the same place, at the same time. This one, he prepares breakfast for them. He welcomes them. Come, eat. Take some of those fish. We'll broil them. Now, this was the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. There's something important there about the simplicity, the, if you will, humility. These were the visions, the sensible experiences, which will be transformed by the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and become the rock-bottom security by which the disciples will go out and die for the Lord. Simple things. Care for them. They've been working all night. They're hungry. I'll get them breakfast. The risen Lord, who knows very well that the whole universe holds together in him. Isn't that beautiful? Now, what does that say about us? Well, we'd be smart like Elijah to look for the Lord in the still small voice. There'll be other things too, more razzle-dazzle. There has to be nowadays. My gosh. You know, we're not living in the age of faith. I think you've noticed that. How do we tell people about the Lord? Heal them. But under it, this authenticity. This is what wins people over. Our authenticity, which isn't ours. It's the work of the Lord in us. That's what, you know. It's amazing when you think the various ways the Lord reveals himself. We've got St. Joseph of Cupertino, or Blessed Miriam of Bethlehem, who levitated up. They say Blessed Miriam was higher than the trees there in Bethlehem, praying away, lifted up 30 feet in the air, 40 feet in the air. That's pretty dramatic, you know. Then you got Mother Teresa, working with the poorest and the sickest, and nothing razzle-dazzle. And yet, thousands of women joined her to do the same thing. They're still doing the same thing. You see, the fruit of the resurrection is authenticity. Because we've got nothing to prove, we've got nothing to hide. You see, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He has forgiven me my sins. He loves me. He's with me. He walks with me. He inspires me. And I'm ready to live my whole life for him. That's the fruit of the resurrection. Now, if that means that I be Pope, or the greatest signs and wonders worker ever lived, all right. If it means I be hidden, if it means I be sick in a hospital, fine. So I think the message of this event, you see, children, fellas, have you caught anything? No. Zip. They didn't say, well, we haven't gotten quite done yet. We haven't, you know, just no. Where does that kind of simplicity come from? Knowing the love of Jesus. Then we don't need tickets on ourselves. And so if tomorrow you invoke Mars and it comes and circles around the earth and you send it back, you won't be impressed. And you'll hope if other people are impressed, they're impressed by the Lord, not by you. One of the fruits of the resurrection is that, right? The one thing that everybody's afraid of is death. In fact, there in Hebrews it says that the devil keeps the whole world in slavery because of the fear of death. I won't cross my boss, even though he's immoral, because I'll lose my job, and that's already a mini death. Who has confidence? Those who know Jesus, risen from the dead.